الحمد لله ثناء جميل، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله وملائكته والصالحون من خلقه عليه كما وحد الله وعرف به ودعا إليه، اللهم وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى من اقتفى أثره واتبع سنته ومنهجه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ولا من بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يحرم هذه الجباه الراكعة الساجدة عن النار، وأن يبيضها يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أما بعد، we stopped yesterday in the book about the shafa'a, and after the shafa'a will be the chapter for the sirat. But we conclude inshallah today the book of shafa'a, and just to remind you, the importance of shafa'a is not only, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, the different types of shafa'a, and we said the shafa'a is, number one is shafa'at al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the last shafa'a will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after everybody made their shafa'a. Al-asdiqa, the friends make shafa'a for each other. Asdiqa, those who they have, they build the relationship on the loving of Allah and Rasul and ala al-sirat وعلى التقوى وعلى طاعة الله. They will benefit from each other يوم القيامة. في سورة الشعراء الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: قالوا وما أضلنا إلا المجرمون فما لنا من شافعين ولا صديق حميم فلو أن لنا كرة فنكون من المؤمنين. They want to go back to be the believers, so they get the shafa'ah. Like the believers, they make shafa'ah for each other. And we know this hadith. I'll just shorten it very, very, very short, inshallah, about the shafa'ah of the two friends that one asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give shafa'ah. They came in front of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let one go and the other not, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he forgive him, and he doesn't want, you know, to be his friend to be punished. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he laughed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he ordered both to enter the Jannah as the rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-mar has to understand who you hang with. If you're a person that you hang with, you at your home, those who are into mixed gathering and the music and they go with the flow, as they call it, this is not the jama'ah that you want to stick yourself to, nor you want to stick to the jama'ah that only focus on themselves and not anybody else. Meaning that they are a Muslim, but they consider themselves that jama'ah, and they excluded themselves from the other Muslimin. This is not from the Islam fi shay. إن ديننا لا يفرق لا أحزابا ولا جماعات ولا أسماء. هم مسلمون. Our Muslims are one. And there is no جماعة الفلانية الأفريقية والجماعة الباكستانية والجماعة الفلانية والجماعة. No, we have no جماعات. الجماعات هي من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Right? إنما يعمر مساجد الله من؟ الباكستانيين، الهنديين، الأفريقيين، العرب، العجم، من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر. Those are who filling the rows in the houses of Allah تعالى, coming to the worship without any differences. You remember during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Ansar and the المهاجرين about to start a fight inside the masjid. Just because one he called for his Ansar and one called for his Ansar. Ansar means, you know, protector. And they stood up against each other. وارتفعت الأصوات والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما زال بينهم بين ظهرانهم. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم in his room. He came out. And he قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا بين ظهرانيكم. I'm still alive among you and you do this. دعوها فإنها منتنة. دعوة الجاهلية. We don't have any differences, brother. Not he is rich and he is poor. سبحان الله. لا فرق بين عجمي وعربي إلا بالتقوى. التقوى يا إخواني, the heart, this here, what is in the heart, that's what weighs in the balance, in the mizan that we mentioned before, in the mizan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing else. So love each other for the sake of Allah, protect each other for the sake of Allah. لا تنتمي لجماعات ولا أحزاب. I don't call our جماعة عمار or جماعة ISG. We are Muslimun. And they call and they said, يا شيخ, what is the, who is the membership of this masjid? Where is the membership of this masjid? I said, we have no membership. He said, what do you mean? I said, this masjid has no membership. The membership for every Muslim who shahida la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad Rasulullah automatically member. بغض النظر, we don't look at the background. The Shia comes. See, I want to make it very clearly. They come and they bring the stone and they pray. We don't stop them from praying. Who they're praying for? To me, they are saying, Allahu Akbar. They're standing in the row behind me. Do you want to come to these things between us and them? Brothers, I'm against. I'm against spreading the hatred. Against it, 100%. At least you can take or you can reject what I say. I am not the best among you. But more important, the unity. And what is killing the Muslims these days, because they have no unity. Because nobody is caring about his brother. Nobody, there is no care, there is no love like during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the care and the love. We're missing that. And this is because of the dunya. فتحت أبوابها, opened the door for us. And we stood distant from the book of Allah. So it became mandatory for us to start making these gatherings to read these beautiful books from good scholars who educate us and teach us about our deen to benefit us and to benefit those who are around us. And this is inshallah our goal. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى القبول والسداد.
He's saying to believe in the intercession of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم for the sinful Muslims on the day of resurrection and on the Sirat, the bridge across hell. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is the greatest of those who will intercede on the day of resurrection. In fact, He will intercede for all those on the plains of resurrection that Allah should relieve them of the long period of standing and commence accounting. This is because the standing will be lengthy for them along with severe hardship, heat, thirst, and fear. The standing will be lengthy for them, the standing of Al-Hashr. They will proceed to Awlu Al-Azmi, those of firm will, from among the messengers, requesting for them to supplicate to Allah to relieve them of the standing, either into paradise or hell.
Ulil Azm. Ulil Azm. Those were the five messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, starting from Nuh ila Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
They will approach Adam, but they will apologize. They will approach Nuh, but he will apologize. They will approach Ibrahim, but he will apologize. They will approach Musa, but he will apologize. They will approach Isabut. He will apologize. Then they will approach Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will say, I am for it. Then he will come and fall in frustration under the throne of Allah. This is because he cannot intercede for anyone except with Allah's permission. So he will fall in frustration and supplicate to his Lord till it will be said to him,
Ya Muhammad, ارفع رأسك وسل تعطى واشفع تشفع فيأذن الله له بالشفاعة فيشفع في أهل المحشر.
O Muhammad, raise your head, ask and your request will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So Allah will grant him the permission of intercession and he will intercede for the people on the plains of resurrection so that they may move from the gathering to accountability. This is the greatest intercession with which Allah has favored him with above all the creatures. Allah the Most High says,
وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا.
And in some parts of the night also, offer the salah with it, recite the Qur'an in the prayer, as an additional prayer, tahajjud, optional prayer, nawafil, for you, O Muhammad. It may be that your Lord will raise you to maqaman mahmuda, a station of praise and glory, the highest degree in paradise. Al-maqam al-mahmud, the praise station, refers to the greatest intercession. And in the supplication that is said after the call to prayer,
which as I mentioned yesterday, after we said Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma ila akhir du'a, and we said ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila wab'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adta.
Grant Muhammad the right of intercession and superiority, rank above the rest of creation, and raise him up to a praiseworthy position which you have promised him. This is the greatest intercession. Likewise, he will intercede for those who committed major sins among his followers. He will intercede for them either for them not to enter the fire or for them to be removed from it if they had entered it. So he will intercede for them. This intercession is not specific to him. He will intercede as well as all the prophets, the awliya, the beloved slaves of Allah, and those who died at childhood. They will all intercede for those who committed major sins, contrary to the strayed views of the Jami'ah, the Mu'tazila, and the Khawarij. The Khawarij are those who take up arms against the Muslim leaders and renounce allegiance to them. They are also those who declare a Muslim as a disbeliever for major sins that are less than shirk. These are the Khawarij. They were named Khawarij because they departed from what is legislated, revolted against those in authority, and renounced allegiance. These people deny the intercession and say, whoever enters the fire will never come out of it. They cite the saying of Allah,
وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ,
and they will never get out of the fire. We reply by saying this is with respect to the disbelievers, for the disbelievers will never come out of it. As for the intercession meant here, it is for the people of Iman, for those who committed major sins, and it is confirmed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ,
who is he that can intercede with him except with his permission? This indicates that if he grants permission, one will intercede before him. Similarly, he subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى.
And there are many angels in the heavens whose intercession will avail nothing except after Allah has given leave for whom He wills and pleases.
We call those who are the Prophet ﷺ call intercession for أهل المعاصي من أهل التوحيد. أهل المعاصي من أهل التوحيد. So from the people who make tawheed, those who died على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, but they went extravagant, they went too deep in disobeying Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They still Muslim, but they did not follow the deen. Those who are the shafa'a is for. But we know that for fact from the Quran, من مات كافرا خالدا مخلدا في النار. They will not come out of it. But the Khawarij, and again, not only the Khawarij, there are many, many, they try to translate the Quran according to what they hear. And this is what you have to be very careful who to give our ears to. And every time, even what you hear from me, go and verify. I could be making mistakes. So you tell me, Sheikh, you made a mistake, and we want to open your eyes for it. So you save yourself, and you save me. But we are not copycats, blindly followers. We're not like that. And we don't say, أَنَا عَلَى خُطَى فُلَان وَفُلَان, I follow the footsteps of fulan and fulan. Wrong statement. I don't care if you give me, I cannot say, for example, I want to give you top scholars for Muslims that we respect and admire, Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahumullah. I cannot say, أَنَا عَلَى خُطَى Ibn Baz, Ibn Uthaymeen. Wrong statement. أنا على خطى الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم. But I take these ulama because they are ورثة الأنبياء. They are the inheritors of the prophet. But don't say someone will come and tell you, I follow the footsteps of such and such. He's a human. And he could be likely to make mistakes. Even the ulama themselves, if they're alive, they will tell you this. So we're not that naive to look. Our words coming out of our mouth has to be extremely careful because we have to think. مَا يَصِرُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيبٌ.
The two conditions of intercession are contained in this verse. Number one, after Allah has given leave, this is the first condition. Number two, and He is pleased, this is the second condition. He is pleased with the one on whose behalf intercession is sought, and He is not pleased except with the believer. As for the disbeliever, He is not pleased with him. Those who disagree with the Ahl al-Sunnah concerning intercession are on the two opposite extremes. The first extreme, among them are those who deny intercession, such as the Khawarij and the Mu'tazila, those who declare Muslims disbelievers due to having committed major sins that are less than shirk. The second extreme, those who exaggerate in affirming intercession. They are the Sufi and the grave worshippers who rely on intercession and so seek refuge in graves, seek assistance from the dead, seeking intercession from them as stated by Allah the Most High.
ويعبدون من دون الله ما لا يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله.
And they worship besides Allah things that hurt them not nor profit them, and they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. They worship them so that they will intercede on their behalf before Allah.
We'll stop there, inshallah. Just have a little bit left. Inshallah, we'll continue next week, inshallah, with this one. Very important that to understand the shafa'ah is granted, number one, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. And anybody goes to the grave to ask, understand this is laysa min al-islami fi shay. It is not from Islam. If you know someone that will go to the grave and they beg the people of the grave, tell them la yamlikuna lakum darran wa la naf'a. They don't harm you nor benefit you. As the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Ibn Abbas, he told Ibn Abbas, he told him what? إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And this is the beauty. We don't have no room. Somebody to sit and confess. Our relationship with our Rabb is one on one. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. I will stop here, inshallah. سبحانك الله بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.